Today's share of the Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, but there are a couple of points that I just wanted to add on from yesterday's share regarding what type of garments is a person obligated to have tzitzis on. So the Levush brings down that a beged hanase bariga, a garment that is made out of weaving, is chayiv in tzitzis. V'lochein, lavush ha'osui me'or eino nikra beged, but something that is not woven doesn't have the status of being a beged. So something like leather would not have the status of being a beged. We'll see in a moment why this is important. And the Shelus Tshuvas Har Tzvi, and this is all found in Dirshu Note 4 from yesterday's shir, says, she'lovush ha'osui me'nylon, something that's made out of nylon. Nylon includes polyester or polyethylene type of garments that are made from chaticha achas, below bariga shalchutim, that are made from a single polymer of material and not woven into individual strands of thread. This would mean that nylon tzitzis would not be required. A nylon garment would not be required in tzitzis. However, in habeged arug mechute nylon, if you would take strands or threads of nylon and weave them together to make the nylon shirt or talis cotton, then it would be chayiv in tzitzis. This is likewise the opinion of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, who says, im nasa michutim synthetium, if you make it from synthetic material and you weave it with a vertical and a horizontal, shasiva erev type of a fashion, like a weaving in a loom, hu chayiv b'tzitzis umavarchalov, and you can make a bracha. On the other hand, Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Igros Moshe writes, beged shenitan la'aso so below ariga, if a garment is normally made without weaving, and even now, if you make it with weaving, it doesn't require tzitzis, and you can't make a bracha on it. Furthermore, in the Shelus Tshuvas Or Letzion, he writes that the das of the Rambam is shegam beged also michatichos levadim, something made out of felt, is considered a beged, the afal pisheinu orug, even though it's not woven, as opposed to something that is made out of leather, which is not maisi adam, as opposed to felt, which is maisi adam, made from a man. Felt is requiring tzitzis, but leather would not. Nylon, he says, which is made from petroleum-based material with chemicals added, the Or Letzion writes, and this is also the opinion of Rav Yashiv Zatzal, Sheyesh Lodunim Levarech Lav, these are left as a suffix, should you or should you not, because they're not makabel tuma, because they're not coming from either a plant or from an animal. The Eino B'chlal Beged Ha'omer B'Torah, and they certainly don't fit the qualification of a garment that's listed in the Torah. And if you hold like the Ramah, there is no such concept of Durabonon. If you hold like the Mechaber, there is a concept of a Durabonon obligation of tzitzis. But if you hold like the Ramah, we talked about this yesterday, it's a paradox that there is no Chayev in a Durabonon type of a way, and therefore nylon would not require a tzitzis or a bracha allowed to be made on it. Therefore, many recommend if one does wear a nylon type of talis cotton, you can wear it, but you shouldn't make a bracha on it. We pick up at the bottom of Tezayin Amud Beis, Sif Beis in Siman Tes. Tzitzis shel pishtim o shel tzema rechelim. If you have the fringes, the tzitzis themselves that are made out of wool or linen, potrim b'chol minei begodim. These are able to exempt any type of a garment and make them have fulfillment of the obligation of tzitzis. With one major exception, chutz mishal pishtim litzemer, o shal tzemer lepishtim, bizman hazed delek utcheles. Nowadays that we don't have tcheles, or at least in the terms of the Mechaber, there was no opinion that said that tcheles was available, one cannot be yotze with a linen garment with woolen fringes. And likewise, one cannot be yotze with a woolen garment with linen fringes. Mipnei shehem kilayim, because this would be kilayim, an inappropriate mixture of wool and linen. The Ramah adds, Hagav the Yesh Omrim Shelo Lasos Tzitzis Shel Pishtim Klal, Afilu B'Sharminim, V'Hochi Nog. The Ramah says that our custom is not to make linen fringes, the linen tzitzis themselves, not for any garment and certainly not for woolen garments. And this is the Minhug. Mishneh Berurah in Sif Katan Vav says that the opinion of the Bach is, Kivan the Yesh Poskin HaMachmirim B'Zeh, there are many poskim that are very stringent over here. There are those that say you shouldn't use the woolen tzitzis, the woolen fringes, to put on any other garment, because it's not the same material. Kimavura b'Beis Yosef, as the Beis Yosef brings down, and he says the real and proper way to make a bracha is to only use a woolen garment that has woolen tzitzis on it. However, he says, the velt, the world is accustomed to allowing woolen tzitzis, the woolen fridges, on any other garment that the talis katan or talis golu is made out of. He brings down the Sefer El Yoraba. Gam Ken Kosav Sheish Lahaka was there, that one can be Makel in this manner as well. The Chaymashma B'Sefer Ma'aser Rav, and so was the custom of the Vilna Gaon. In Sivkot and Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah explains what is the difference when there was Tchelis available and when there isn't Tchelis available. Pirish, the Bizman Shoya Tchelis, in the days that there was Tchelis available, Shoya Tzorich Lahatil Arba Chutin, and you needed to have the four Chutin, Shnei Chutin Lov and two that were made from white, Ushnei Chutin Tchelis, and two made from the Tchelis color, Hutzemer Tzavua Bedam Chilozun. This is, of course, a very interesting subject, too much for us to discuss right now, how Tchelis is made, but it's made from a creature called the Chilozun. There are people today who feel that we know what this creature is. It's a certain type of a snail called the Murex trunculus, and there are today in Eretz Yisrael a company, Ptchil Tchelis, that makes Tchelis. There's also, of course, the famous opinion of the Radziner, and the Radziner Chassidim follow his opinion as to a different content of Tchelis. In any event, that certainly is the proper way the mitzvah should be performed, to have, there's a machlokas, how many strands? The Mishnah Berurah said two white and two blue. There are different opinions as to how many strands should be white, how many strands should be blue. And that is the proper way to wear tzitzis. And only when you're wearing tchelis, and only then, when you have tzitzis with tchelis, are you allowed to have this mixture of tzemer or pishtim together. Bein bebeget tzemer o bebeget pishtim. Well, ayesh omrim, Shezocha Ramah b'sif Aleph, and that which the Ramah said, the Chomine begodim chayim d'araisa. The opinion we brought down yesterday, the famous opinion of the Ramah, that all garments are chayim d'araisa. Afilu b'hem haya oz muter lanu min haTorah tzitzis shel tzemer upishtim yachdav. You can use in those garments also tzemer and pishtim together. Aval achshav de'ein lanu tchelis. Certainly in the times of the Mishnah Berurah, Tchelis was not yet popular even in any of the circles, except maybe the Radzina Chassidim.
And
since we can't do the mitzvah properly today to have the linen and wool fringes with Tchelis and Lavan, so therefore we don't wear them together today. The Ramah had mentioned, as we said before, Yesh Omer Lo Lasos Tzitzis Shel Pishtim Klal, shouldn't use Pishtim tzitzis at all, afilu b'sharminim, even though they could fulfill the other species, the other garments, other than wool, we don't use it at all, v'hol chinog, the Ramah said. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Ches comments, he says the reasoning is, hatam, the yesh tzemer shenira kein meshi, types of wool to give the appearance of silk. And inadvertently, v'yavo lahatil bo tzitzis shel pishtim, you might by accident put on linen tzitzis instead, she is bruhum shumeshi, because you might think that it's a silk garment and not a wool garment via kilayim, and that will give us the problem of kilayim here too. Ulefize bishar minim she'eno meshi yesh lahatir. But therefore, in materials that don't give the appearance of being wool, because they are not meshi, yesh lahatir, one can use the linen. Yesh o ta'amim acherim, there are other reasons as well, he says, look in the Beis Yosef, the Bach, the Taz, Ula Divrem, because of them, yesh lahachmir gam b'sharminim, it's better not to use the linen on the sharminim as well. However, b'shas atrach, if there's nothing else to wear, yesh l'smoch ala mekilim, ken kosav be'el yirab. The El Yirab says you can rely upon this if necessary. He brings down as well, look in the Vilna Gaon, the Sefer Ma'aser Rav, shagroh yogam kemin ha'mekilim b'zeh. We now to go to Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Tzitzis shel shar minim ein potrin el biminam. If you have a garment that is made out of a certain material, then the only way that you can put tzitzis on that is to either use, as we've already mentioned, tzemer or pishtim, or that material that you have. For example, cotton, so you'd have cotton fringes. Kigon meshi, leveged meshi. The Mechaber gives the example of silk for a silk garment, the tzemer gefen, or the cotton, as I just mentioned, for a cotton garment. Avol shelo biminam ein potrin, but you wouldn't be allowed to use silk for cotton or cotton for silk, for example. The universal acceptable fringes are tzemer or pishtim. As we said, we have concerns about using pishtim, so the universal fringe is tzemer. That will work for any type of garment. But if you don't have tzemer or pishtim garment, then you must use the material of which the garment is made for the fringes, but no other material. Again, tzemer or pishtim are good for everything. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Tes says, Din zeh koi bein leman diomer shar minim daraisa or derabbanan. This works whether from yesterday's shiur, the Mechaber who says it's daraisa, only for tzemer or pishtim, and the rest are derabbanan, or whether you hold like the Ramah, that all of these are derabbanan, the same rule applies. Then Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yud says, the im hoyo hashasimi min zeh va'evim min zeh, Mimin Acher, if you have the horizontal threads of one species, of one type of material, the vertical threads of the other type of material, Poshut De'ein L'tala Zu Takona, Ela B'tzitzis Shel Semer. The only way to put kosher tzitzis on this is to use the woolen tzitzis, the woolen fringes for this. Du Potim Chol HaBegodim, it will be good for the material that's not wool, and it will be good for the wool. Oh, but since it's shall pishtim, likewise, this would be good. B'mekom hadchak, when they had no other choice, you could also use pishtim, which has the same properties. In Sivkot and Yudalef, the Mishnah Berurah says that when you're using silk for silk, he says v'cholze davka imamesha yatovi v'shazul l'shem tzitzis. Of course, you have to put the tzitzis that are made of silk l'shem tzitzis. Otherwise, the b'lav hachi lo. Obviously, all the tzitzis has to be l'shma, has to be made l'shem tzitzis. So, if you don't have it l'shem tzitzis, it's no good, no matter what material it is. Interestingly, the Prima Gordon says that if you have material that's made out of a wool of a camel or wool of a rabbit, which is not a kosher species, nevertheless, this would be permissible to use that fringes made from that material if the garment's made from that material. Shahari yotze migufa shel tolas, even though the silk comes from a worm, it still nevertheless can be used as a kosher type of tzitzis. Why is this different than other types of mitzvos, for example, tefillin, that require to be made from kosher hide, from an animal that is kosher? So the Prima Gordon writes, tzitzis is only tashmishe mitzvah. It's not the actual mitzvah itself. It just facilitates you to do the mitzvah. As opposed to tefillin, it's what's called tashmishe kedusha. It's a higher level of kedusha. So the higher level thing like tefillin must be with a kosher item. Whereas the lower or relatively lower level of tzitzis can even be with something that comes from a treif animal or a worm even. In Sivkot and Yud Beis, the Mishnah Berurah tells us that even if the entire garment isn't made of one material, if the bottom is made with wool or linen, o min acher, or another min, azlid and boser elyon, du ikor beged, you still look at the top part, which for example was silk, and the Magen Avraham explains over here, the bottom part of the garment is tofel to the top part of the garment, so therefore we only look at the top part, the majority part, to determine what species it's considered for halacha. In Sivkot and Yud Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah repeats what we had talked about previously, that if you have the horizontal and the vertical threads all made of one specific species, the horizontal one species and the vertical the other species, then you must put on semer, because that's not considered really a weave of the garment, and therefore the only way that you can possibly be yotze in that situation is if you use semer. This is true even if the semer is only a minority ingredient over here of this garment, and it's not really recognizable. Nevertheless, afilu hochi, near the Toviosa Lasso Tzitzis Michute Tzemer. It's best to make the fringes out of Tzemer. Kiyesh Omrim Dechute Chashive Vilo Botlai. Because the threads of wool aren't really Botel. Furthermore, the Toviosa Shiasa Talis Kulosho Tzemer Bli Tarovus Klausho Sharminim. Lechatrila, he says, it's best to make the entire garment made out of wool and the fringes out of wool. This is the best thing and is most welcomed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you have cotton and linen, you really have a problem over here, except the Shasa Tchak to put on the linen fringes, as we had mentioned previously. Here you can't use wool because of the Kilayim problem. Siv Dalit, the Mechaber writes, Im hitil batalis shel shor minim kitzas tzitzios mimino uktzas mitzemer upishtim yesh lo stapik bo. A garment that's made up of non-linen, non-wool, and the tzitzis over here are either linen or tzemer, plus the type of material that the garment is made of, that's a problem, the Mechaber says. Mr. Brewer in Sivkot and Yudalit says we're really not certain what the status is of this garment, and that's why it's a sofek. Rafa Chaim brings down that when you have such a sofek over here, if this garment has proper tzitzis on it or not, it's better not to wear such a garment, even if that's the only garment you have available, because there's a possibility that it actually doesn't have kosher tzitzis on it, and then you're wearing a four-cornered garment without tzitzis. Hey, the Mechaber writes, Yesh omrim shetzorich lasos hatzitzis mitzeva talis. Interestingly, they used to have the tzitzis that would be made in the same color that the talis was. Whatever the garment was, that would be the color. If the garment was blue, the tzitzis would be blue. If the garment was green, the tzitzis would be green. V'amedaktik inogin kein. The Mechaber says, that's the way righteous people still do it. However, the Ramah brings down, Ashkenazim ein noagin lasos hatzitzis rak levonim. Af bibigodim tzivuim. The Ein Lishanos. He says, Ashkenazim don't do this. We always have white tzitzis, no matter what color is the garment. Mr. Brewer in Sif Tosvav explains why the Mechaber says it's nice to have colored tzitzis, because Zeh Kelivian Veyu, this is beautifying the mitzvah. Others explain, he says, V'yesh Mefarshim Mishum Deboinon Bezeh Mimin Knof. It has to be like the type of material that the corner is of the garment, and if the corner of the garment is green, so the tzitzis should be green as well. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Tesayin says, Mikol Makom, Royal Medakdik, Lasos Davka, Dalit Knofos, O Talis Katan Lovon. Make sure that the corners of the talis are white and or the entire garment is white, kideshiyeh yotze yedei hakol kishiyatze atzitzis levonim. This way you won't run into a controversy and go against what the Chaber said, that you should have colored tzitzis. Mishneh Berurah notes that sometimes the svas habeged, the bottom of the beged by us, has colors on it, the black stripes or the trellis type of stripes. She says, baser ikar beged is linen, that's still called a white garment. Finally, Sif Vav, the last Sif in this Simen, Yeshomim Shein Lasos Talis Shel Pishtun. You shouldn't make a Pishtun Talis today at all, according to the Mechaber. V'yafal Pishein Halacha Kein, even though that's not technically Halacha, Yorei Shemaim Yetzi Es Kulam V'yosa Talis Shel Tzemer Rechelim. The best type of Talis to make is a pure woolen talis. Shehu Chayiv B'Tzitzis Min HaTorah B'li Pikvuk. There's no argument. Everybody agrees this is Chiyuv D'Oraisa. The Rambam says, Umiyu, Imiyev Shorak B'Talis Shel Pishtun. If the only talis that you have is a linen talis, Mutav Shiyas a talis shel pishtun, still better to have a talis of pishtun. Vitzitzis shel pishtun, and the fringe is made out of pishtun as well, rather than mishis batel mi mitzvah tzitzis, in order that you still fulfill the mitzvah tzitzis, rather than not having the mitzvah tzitzis done, even though you can't do it with a woolen garment and woolen tzitzis. Mishneh Berurah in Sivkat Yudzayin points out that this is a gezeris chazal, because if you use the linen garment, you'd have to use linen tzitzis, the yeshlochu shema yasebo gam kein trelis, and then you may end up putting in trelis the isser kilayim, and this could lead to an isser of kilayim, she is kasebo balayla, then you would be wearing the tzitzis at night with kilayim in it when you're not mechuyev to wear it. And he says, nowadays, of course, we don't have trelis, nevertheless, mikol makom ein hagzera b'tela, the rabbis didn't change this gzera. Nevertheless, many poskim do allow it, especially b'shas atchak, especially since we do not have trelis, at least in the times of the Mishneh Berurah, lo shayach klal ha-chazera, the gzera wasn't even applicable. Finally, the Mishneh Berurah in Sivkat Nudches says, you certainly can make the talis out of other garments and use woolen tzitzis, that certainly is acceptable, and even using linen tzitzis if you have nothing else, kadesh lo yizbatel a mitzvah. And in Sivkat Nudches, he says you can even make a brach on such a talis and rely upon the mekilim. But of course, if you have a talis gadol, you should make the brach on the woolen talis gadol, and in mind to exempt the other brachah.